You're listening to Bob Harden, streaming live online at bobharden.com.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the show. It's brought to you in part by the good folks at Johnson's Air Conditioning, Naples' longest established air conditioning company, as well as Naples Illustrated, bringing you infinite luxury lifestyles. Visit the website, naplesillustrated.com. Coming up, we're going to be visiting with David Bigo. He wrote The Devil at Our Doorstep. We'll be talking about the travails of dealing with big labor. Right now, we have with us a very special guest, Larry Klayman. He's the president of Freedom Watch, and he's a political or judicial activist, and recently won his case in front of Judge Leon against the NSA. Larry, welcome to the show.
You're welcome, Bob. How are you?
Oh, great. Thank you, Larry. I know you've taken on a lot of big cases, but this is really a big deal. First of all, I want to acknowledge Judge Leon for his wisdom in the decision that he made, but maybe you could tell us about it.
Well, it is a big deal. I mean, never before in American history have we seen a violation of the constitutional rights of Americans of this magnitude. People, not everybody's aware of it yet, but the NSA gathers what's called metadata, not just on people and individuals and groups or whatever who are communicating overseas with terrorists, and that's what they're supposed to do, but they're grabbing the most private details of our telephone conversations, our internet communications, social media contacts of over 300 million Americans, and they store this, and they access this, and from that metadata, they can tell the most intimate details about your private life and your professional life. And that's something that was secret until Edward Snowden revealed, you know, what was going on. So shortly after that came to light, we filed at Freedom Watch, and you can see the pleadings at freedomwatchusa.org. That's our website, freedomwatchusa.org. We filed what's known as class action complaints on behalf of all Americans. I'm the lead plaintiff in the two cases. I sued because it's violating, among many other things, my attorney-client privilege to talk and to contact and to communicate with clients.
I hadn't even thought about that aspect of it. I was a little bit surprised that you gained standing in the case. I mean, because there's not a direct link between you. Or you can't demonstrate, for example, that information was used, but nevertheless, the judge gave you standing.
Well, that's a great question. In fact, at the oral argument, the judge raised questions about that. He said, I'm skeptical whether you have standing. I'm not saying you don't, but I want you to show me that. And we have provided sworn testimony that somebody, and this is the word that was used, and he uses it in the opinion, somebody's messing with me. You know, people are getting text messages that I never sent. My clients are having other similar things happen. But what the judge went by were forced admissions by the NSA that they have all of this data on me and on everybody else. And we pointed it out to him as well. So that's the hook that he hung his opinion on. And it's the first time that a court has found standing. And whatever you may think about Snowden, what he did forced the NSA to come clean. They had been lying to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court for decades. They were caught, with their hand in the cookie jar. Even the Director of National Security, James Clapper, lied to Congress under oath. You know, it's one of the things about this country that is really troubling is that if you and I did that, Bob, you know, we'd be in jail.
Right.
Perjury. But these guys walk off scot-free as if there's no consequence. And, you know, I made these arguments to the judge, and I pointed out that the tyranny that we see now with the government, it's a gulag Soviet-style state that we live in. He calls it Orwellian, the judge, in his opinion. That unless the courts step in and protect the American people, we're likely to have a revolution ultimately.
Right.
The roof is going to blow off the house of cards that we live in. And the judge accepted what I said, and you can see that opinion on our website. So it's very gratifying, and it's the first time in a long time that the courts have stepped in to actually protect the American people.
Congratulations, Larry. Now, in his ruling, he said, this is certainly going to be challenged, and therefore I'm just passing this on to the next step, which is, I guess, the Supreme Court?
Well, they'll try to take it to the District Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
We're going to try to leapfrog that and go to the Supreme Court directly because there is an urgency here. Since the orders were stayed, they're not technically in effect, although there is a legal ruling that this is illegal, it's unconstitutional, And in effect, it's criminal what the NSA has been doing. The government will probably try to slow it down as much as possible. We're going to speed up the appeals. And the judge said, if this thing comes back and my orders are upheld and you have not followed the law, there's going to be hell to pay. So they're on notice that they shouldn't be doing this, not just with regard to Larry Klayman or our other client, Charles Strange, who's the father of Navy SEAL Team 6 who died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan after bin Laden was killed.
Huh.
They're on notice that, you know, they better toe the line or the court could find them even in criminal contempt.
So, Larry, and even, and of course, it concerned, it passed my mind that right now, because of the nuclear option that's been installed, the president now can pack the court, but that may not even make a difference because the Supreme Court may decide to hear the case even if the appeals court overturns the ruling.
That's right. You know, I haven't mentioned the name Obama throughout this, but there was a Washington Post article last week. I'm going to try to get it up on our website at freedomwatchusa.org that points out that, you know, although these programs started under Bush, under W, you know, there was at that time, and I challenged them at that time as well when I was shortly after I ran for the Senate in Florida. I wasn't successful. I came out and I started Freedom Watch, and Bush backed off, and he allowed it to be monitored by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, which frankly hasn't done a good job since monitoring these things. But even though it started then, it's gotten much worse under Obama. And for the Washington Post to say that, you know, leftist newspaper, obviously means that it's true. And it's out of control. And I believe the reason Obama has done this is not really to fight terrorism. As Judge pointed out, none of this has thwarted one terrorist attack. I believe it's a way to coerce the American people, to make us feel that if we criticize or if we take strong action, that our head literally will be chopped off
right.
by the government. And it's the way that Obama can socialize this country
right.
and go about his agenda to deconstruct it and to reconstruct it in his image.
I absolutely agree with that. My big concern about this is how this could be used for political purposes and to silence political enemies. That's the main concern that I have right now because it is a very, very powerful tool. Larry, I must say I'm genuinely, I admire what you've done. I know that you've taken on big enemies in the past. If I'm not mistaken, you've sued the president of Russia. But all of this with the purpose of maintaining and keeping our freedoms. You're using a judicial method, but all of us are very concerned about what's happening.
Well, thank you, Bob. I think we have to use a number of different methods, and I hope there are more judges like Judge Leon. He really is an American hero. There are very few like that. Judge Royce Lambros, you know, during the Clinton years, made many decisions like Leon. They're the two best I've ever been in front of.
Mm.
But I think we're going to also have to resort at some point to Gandhi-style civil disobedience in this country because the country's slipping away. Congress, you know, is totally unresponsive. The executive branch has broken away from the American people. And our hopes are the courts, and I hope they'll step in, but there haven't been enough Leons, and I hope this will be an example for other judges to do this so we don't have to use civil disobedience or other techniques to reclaim our country.
Larry Klayman, again, the president of Freedom Watch. I encourage you to go to freedomwatchusa.org, freedomwatchusa.org. Larry, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bob. God bless.
God bless as well. Okay, coming up, we're going to be visiting with Dave Bigo. He is the author of The Devil at Our Doorstep, The Travails of Working Against Big Labor. We'll be talking about that and more right here on The Bob Harden Show on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.
Stay tuned for more of The Bob Harden Show here on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.